Your child has so much potential, but your local schools may not be right for them. Check out K-12. K-12 powered schools are accredited tuition-free online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 2 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to learn more. That's k12.com/podcast.
A podcast network.
Hello!
And welcome to...
Two
Filthy
Nerds!
Because we're filthy.
And we're nerds.
And there's two of us. You
still
guys.
Only two of us.
Only two. Unos dos. Who's unos and who's dos? You'll never know us.
We'll never know. Indeed.
Also here with us that you can't see is our producer Sam getting day drunk on some red vino.
Day drunk? It's evening. Especially where you are. It's 5 o'clock somewhere, literally here right now. We are live at 5 p.m. on a Monday in the world. But we have our patrons
in the Ravenclaw Commons room.
Live from the Ravenclaw Commons room, which, by the way, we visit in the next episode. So that's fun. I just nearly burped. I'm very sorry. You guys, I burped. It was a real burp. I'm so sorry about that to everyone and mostly to Sam, who, if we do too many more burps, I think is going to come through the screen and kill one of us. Yeah, if you want to be in our live chat, we were chit-chatting before we went live to the whole podcast community. Well, this isn't live either way, but before we started recording, you can be in our live chat with our patrons, patreon.com/twofilthynerds. We got live streams. We might do a live reading or two this next week. We got lots of stuff coming up, and, you get extra votes in our What's Next tournaments. We're on the final week of our final competition. We've got Marvel and Indiana Jones. So if you haven't already, check out our socials. You can vote there. Even if you're not a patron, but Patreon will get you some extra votes and more. And we're going to draw a grand prize winner at the end of this book/movie. And we'll be going on a tentative date, probably a year from now, to Universal Studios. Fucking Wizarding World of Harry Potter, bitch.
That's right.
Fucking going.
Fucking. Wait, I cannot believe we're almost done with this book.
Me neither. It feels like... I mean, it's taken so long, but it's been like Harry Potter and this whole series has been such a big part of every week.
Yeah.
That now it's like weird. That
I'm going to be depressed when this is over. And I know we're moving on to some awesome fun stuff.
Oh, you're suddenly going to suddenly become depressed?
Oh, I never was
you're
depressed.
You're going to come down to your
day
cloud
in my
of joy.
Life. Yeah, my fucking, I am a joy machine.
Yeah, that's what, when people meet Nicole, that's what they think. Is like, wow, you are just exuding the opposite of depression. How?
Yeah.
When they come into our house and have to come to her bed to have a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Like she's a 9-year-old. Come to me.
I really always feel like Charlie in the Chocolate Factory, his grandpa.
That fucking piece of shit. I got a lot of thoughts on that. I mean,
yeah.
Is that what we want to run our mouths on? Because we're supposed to
talk about something else. Yeah, let's talk about it. Let's talk about that. What is your deep... that really registered for you pretty hard.
Yeah.
I feel like I might have triggered you with Grandpa.
Yeah, you know why? Because there is this overarching prejudice that some people have in a capitalist society against poor people where they think because you're poor... you're lazy. And like, oh, you're poor.
Oh, and you
it's
think that plays
fault.
Into it?
And Grandpa Joe is just out here just putting that stereotype out there for everyone to confirm their thoughts of poor people. I mean, couldn't get out of bed.
Got out of bed for the golden ticket.
And cartwheeled. He somersaulted.
Not only got out of bed, but was very limber.
Yeah, like a gymnast. Like, what in the fuck?
Like, all of a sudden, he turned into who's the gymnast that's really popular?
Simone Biles?
Simone Biles. All of a sudden, he turned into Simone Biles. I was going to say Oksana Biul, but she's like a ice skater from the 90s.
Oh, yeah. Showing your age, huh?
Can't do that. Can't do that. I'm in my early to mid-late 30s, and no one's ever going to know how old I really am.
Yeah, they'll never find out.
Never.
And no one would guess based on the portrait behind you.
I will have
that seems
know.
Like it's from the 1920s.
My mom robbed a hotel in the 1980s and took this painting with her and this wallpaper here. I'll have you know, she also robbed a young child in the 80s to get this wallpaper.
I respect your mom, you know.
Should we go to the sconces? Look at these. Look at those light fixtures. You can't even see them. They're so bright.
I didn't even know what a sconce is. What's a sconce?
Sconce is a light fixture that adheres to a wall.
Wow. I want sconce money. That's my goal.
By the way,
subscribe to our Patreon.
You can have a sconce. They sell sconces at IKEA. They're just called wall lamps.
Let me ask you something. Are sconces from Wisconsin?
Is if that they're not, Wisconsin? We've missed a really good.
That they're just like said that. Is that, was that actually like cheese took over, but their main export was just
wall lamps
fixtures? And they're like, Wisconsin. And people are like, Wisconsin? I'm sorry, you guys. Look.
She apologizes for this. It's funny, though. It's a good bit you've got going.
I could write better jokes if I had a sconce.
You also could write better jokes if only you had stage time, because there are shows in Los Angeles.
It's a nightmare. But you're not even in Los Angeles. You flew home. I mean, okay, we've gone all over the map. I really thought we were going to have a whole rant about the old people from Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, but maybe that's not.
I think there's this really weird thing that happens with particularly old men, particularly just men. Men, when they're little babies, precious. And then when they come of age, they're awful and terrible and horrible. And then old men all of a sudden turn into these cute, sweet, adorable things once they're old and handicap enough.
But he wasn't even handicap.
He was fandicap. That's fake handicap.
Fake handicap. I think there's some nice men out there, but Grandpa Joe's not doing them any favors either. You fucking scumbag. Charlie's mom is probably working a double at her second job. Her tits are now sagging around her knees just from, like, pain and being alive.
I'm sorry, Grandpa Joe's, what does pain and being alive have to do with sagging tits?
I don't know. You tell me.
I mean, my tits do hang kind of low.
No, they don't. And it's because you're not living enough. Oh. You're not in enough pain.
Oh, is that what I need?
I'll believe
more
you're
pain?
In pain when your tits touch your belly button. Otherwise, suck it up. Buckle up. Your tits are still...
Buckle your tits up. Yeah. I just want boobs that are so big that I need to get a special seatbelt.
That would the kind be of, so
that's
upsetting.
That's the size of rack I want. I want boobs that someone would describe as cumbersome.
Cumbersome. Yeah, no, every friend I have with giant boobs has a complaint about them. And you know what?
They're like, my back. All right, well, go lay down, fucking Erica, you annoying piece of shit.
Yeah, fucking lay on it. That's all you're good for. Look at those tits. I'm just
lay down. Let those fucking titties drop under the armpits. They make nice armpit warmers.
The side tit, when it go the flop to the side tits.
Oh, when they just settle into the... Yeah. They just fucking... Just that's the sound tits make. I won't have tits. If I'm going to get big fake tits, they better be the kind when they move around, they just go. They come with their own sound effect reel.
I'll probably never get fake tits, but if I do, they better not fucking move. I want rock hard tits. I want tits that upset people with how firm they are. I want to hug people and have them feel like they need to go to church. Like,
let me tell you something right now. I've hugged you before and I feel like I need to go to church after I hug you.
Don't bring me into your sins. You need to go to church anyway.
You need God.
You sinful whore.
Whore. Whore. That's when the whores come in.
I like her idea.
I flew to Michigan yesterday.
You did. And this is the first time flying since they started requiring COVID tests on the flight.
By the way, no one ever asked for my COVID test. Told me I needed it. No one ever asked to see it.
Really? You didn't have to sit anywhere? You didn't have to check a box?
Nope. Not at all.
So that is just like most of the quote regulations we have is just a suggestion.
Yeah, a suggestion. Mm-hmm.
I'm so fucking mad.
Here is what I was kind of annoyed about at the airport. It still seems a little too busy.
I mean,
how is everyone just back to flying and not scared? I need a little more fear to keep the travel at bay.
Was your plane full?
No. Well, I was on Delta, so they still do the keep the middle seat open thing. So I ended up having a whole row to myself.
Let me ask you this. How much less did you pay than what you normally pay?
Insane. My whole flight round trip, and this wasn't even like the super economy saver, whole flight round trip, $206. In my entire time of living in LA, my ticket has never been that cheap.
Let me tell you something. I just booked a flight for the end of March for Texas to go to allegedly do this comedy festival, Skankfest, which I don't even know what's fucking happening. Mm-hmm. And I went on an airline that's, I don't know that they're doing the middle seat gone, but it doesn't matter because I booked first class seats.
I know. When you did that, I was like.
By the way, she tried to talk me out of it, you guys. Listen to this. Nicole's like, no, still save money. And I ended up paying. I had a flight credit because this is a flight I have canceled before. And it's a fucking Alaska Airlines is like, oh, no, we're not going to refund you. We'll just let the money sit here in a fake wallet.
Yeah.
After my flight credit, which was not that much. I think it was like $150, $160. I paid $50
for first class.
Round trip total for first class there and back flights.
Wow.
Nonstop. Hoo boy. And when I get to first class and I find out, oh, they don't serve anything in first class because of COVID. You didn't know that? I'm going to be really mad.
I really think when you get there, I think you need to fucking trash it up as hard as you can. I want you to be a hyperbole of a person who's never flown first class before.
Oh, I will. I already did that the one time I did fly first class. I got to fly with a guy I was dating at the time, was being flown to a movie festival, and I was his date. Man. Boy, was I embarrassing. I woke up and he told me that they had handed out hot nuts and I started a fight with him in the middle of the night.
Oh, I remember this. You got really mad because he didn't wake
you up
for the hot
nuts. You didn't wake me up for hot nuts? He's like, you were sleeping. And I'm like, this is first class. When am I going to get hot nuts on an airplane? Do you understand the joy you've taken from me?
And then he took you to the bathroom and he put his fucking nuts right on your fucking chin.
That would have been the move if he cared about me, but obviously not. He just let me sit there famished. All I had
famished
was the warm
with
cookie
no hot nuts.
No hot nuts. And listen, I don't want to sound like I don't understand the struggle of the common people.
I do not belong
in big seats with hot nuts. But let me tell you, for everyone who's always wondered, is it worth the cost of first class? No, absolutely not. On a normal day, that fucking $1,000, fuck you for some hot nuts. But for $50, I want a fucking warm cookie and a towel for my hands.
You know, I like to, I don't know how you are post-coitus, but after I have sex with a man, I always make sure I run off to the bathroom as quickly as possible. Then I bring back a hot washcloth and then I sumo wrap his dick like a spa treatment.
No.
No?
What man has ever deserved that kind of treatment?
Well.
Ever.
It just depends on how many times you make me come, I guess. You
know, I lay there and then he's like, I guess I better get a towel. I'm like, I don't give a fuck. I'm not moving. Just covered in semen. Crusty.
I'm on birth control, so I always let a lad blow and blow in the hole.
You just let men blow
not
in there?
Not all men. If, you know, if we've been together for a while and I know you're good for going halvesies on a fucking shmishmorsh if necessary, yeah, I'll let you blow in there.
Wow, that's really brave.
I don't know if that's brave. I'm just lazy and I don't want to get up and
yeah, but he could pull out. I feel like if nothing else, it's something that a man has to earn. You know?
Yeah. Well,
even
you know.
If it's not really gonna do anything, that's like a little extra that's like the notch before anal, you know, that it's like, you don't just get to come in here and blow in me. Like that's,
so
I have
you're saying,
very low.
You're saying it goes cum dumpster and then anal.
Yeah.
Okay.
I do. And I think that a lot of times you're not a cum dumpster, you know, you don't just get to be anyone's cum dumpster. I'm a love cum dumpster. I only am a dumpster for love.
My question is, you and Andy, you're letting him hit it raw, right?
Of course. But we always wear masks, and that's what's important.
Do you have him pull out, or does he get
no,
to CD?
I have him pull out.
Yeah.
I'm not on birth control. I'm pretty sure I'm infertile, but I don't want to risk it. Like, look, here's how I feel about being pro-choice, is that I've always felt like when I was younger and Catholic, as
you were
a member of the church,
okay.
I thought I would never do it, but I think other people should be allowed to do it.
Yeah.
And then I hit an age where I was like, well, obviously, if I was pregnant, I would have to do that. Of course.
Why do you say you would have to?
Because I don't want a baby.
You would want to. You wouldn't have to.
No, I would have to. I would feel ethically obligated. So have to is a social construct, but I would feel an ethical obligation to relieve the fetus inside me from the burden of life. And
yeah,
I
that's
think
how
it's
I feel
gift,
at this point. I think at
frankly.
This point, bringing a child into this world is a burden for a lot of people, particularly the child, the mom,
mostly
everyone
the mom.
Around the mom.
But I said Catholic, but Catholic alcohol. Someone in the chat just asked, did I say Catholic or alcoholic? Technically, they're the same thing, but I did say Catholic.
Yeah.
But I'm also, I've now hit a point, like there was a point where I was theoretically pretty willy-nilly about the fact of like, well, you know, I'd get an abortion. Somehow never had to. And now I'm like, yeah, I would not want a kid, but like, I don't want to have to get an abortion. I don't want to have to, I don't want to have to fucking go somewhere.
And the traffic, I get it.
It's
the
whole
worst.
Thing. I don't want it to be a whole thing.
I get it, girl. I get it.
How did this... Remember when we were going to talk about the grandpa from Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, and now we're just in a heated...
I think the reality of it is that given a time machine, I would take it back and have Grandpa Charlie or Grandpa Joe aborted.
But then we wouldn't have Charlie.
You know,
and then there's no story, then no Willy Wonka. You don't get to see.
How do you know? Veruca Salt might have fucking won.
Veruca Salt did win, but nobody wants to see her story. She's a cunt.
Well, you know what? Maybe
I want it now.
In a Charlie-free world, a cunt story might want to be heard. And by the way, why are we demonizing all of the women in that story? Not one good woman.
Not very many good men either. The whole point was that it's about the seven deadly sins, I believe. Gluttony, that fat kid. Sorry, I'm probably supposed to say that in a different way. But
you have to say it. You have to say it in a much more loving and accepting tone.
That when German lard ass that falls into the fountain.
Yep,
no,
yep,
it's
yep,
a gluttony,
yep.
Greed. The other ones, pride. Something, something. There's the TV kid. I don't know what that's about.
I think he's
I don't
pride.
Remember the seven deadly sins. Abortions. That's probably one of them.
That should be its own. That should be the eighth deadly sin.
I mean, is one of the deadly
it's
sins
pretty
murder?
Deadly.
In which case, which kid was that? None of them, I guess.
I don't know.
Lust? There
Grandpa
was no lust.
Grandpa
no kid
Joe
was
when
like...
we euthanize him. I don't know how much water your seven deadly sins theory is holding, by the
I
way.
I think I now am realizing... That is wrong. And I don't know why I started saying that.
Just
I don't
so
know
you
someone
know,
said
that
to me.
The conviction with which you said it, yeah, you had me. You roped me the fuck in.
I felt good about it. And then I started going, what is, I mean, was one of those kids trying to fuck Willie? I don't think so.
Really quick. Anytime you think of the seven deadly sins, do you immediately think of the movie Seven?
I've never seen it, so no.
okay, we're going to have to watch this ASAP, because you know all the times when I always go, what's in the box? What's in the box?
Yeah, it sounds like a bad Jerry Seinfeld impression. Is that not
what's in the box? It is a bad Jerry Seinfeld impression, but it's also an impression of Brad Pitt in the movie Seven when he's screaming at Morgan Freeman, and he's like, what's in the box? What's in the box? And you want to know what's in the box?
A dead, someone's head?
Yes. Specifically, whose head?
Is it the head of a horse? And they're like, what is this, Godfather? No, I don't
Close.
Know.
Close. It's Gwyneth Paltrow's head. So,
well,
yeah.
At least you haven't spoiled anything for me.
What matters most
sloth.
Is that you're never going to watch the movie.
Aren't we going to watch it for this at some point? Sloth, envy, pride. Envy. Maybe that's the... It doesn't matter. I was really trying to stretch there. The point is, people like an underdog, they needed a poor kid to get a ticket to have a story.
Do you remember the underdog on the playground? Like when someone did the underdog on you where they'd push you and then they'd go under you?
Oh, yeah. Some kid lost his head that way. Yeah,
what's in the box?
Got knocked clean off. Did he happen.
Did they put his head in a box? Was they like, what's in the box?
Oh, they just...
Wait, what? Did he really lose his blob?
Yeah. It was... I kicked it off. I watched it. Oh. No, that didn't really happen. But wait a second. Let's back up and talk about how this is going to bother me. And we have a lot of things to cover today because we've got two full Harry Potter episodes. We got to run our mouths again. By the way, you guys, speaking of movies we're going to watch, Indiana Jones or Marvel coming up. Next, we don't know what's next, but you know, head over to our socials if you want to vote in our What's Next challenge. We'll know by next week.
I need to let it be known that at this point, I would be happy with Indiana Jones or Marvel. Those are the two that I wanted it to come down to, and those are the two that it came down to, has come down to. You get
I would
it.
Be
I'm
happy
with
tenses. Either. I also think if and when, so because. At this point, we know we're doing both of these at some point.
Yeah.
There's been enough hubbub. I think we have to, like, I think we need to get new guests for each Marvel movies. I think we need guests.
I agree.
Guests.
I like that idea very much.
Our producer saw him just threw up in his mouth because he's like, oh, God, more plugs and more things and more people. More of these morons. Really quick. No black kids? Not one black kid got a ticket?
Oh, yeah.
What true, the true, true. Fuck? That's just hitting me. This is probably a premise to somebody's joke, I'm sure. I cannot be the first person to observe this, but like,
you
was
could
Charlie
not
supposed
possibly
to
be
a black
the first
kid?
White person to observe that there were no black people in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
I mean, yeah, obviously it would be a white person observing it. Fucking black people would never waste their time watching that horseshit movie.
Yeah,
I
true.
It. It's the most culture we have is Charlie and a Chocolate Factory.
Oh, no.
It's got
is that
Gene Wilder
culture?
And a bunch of little people being patronized.
Oompa Loompa. I mean, they have their own song that just denigrates them.
Doompa-dee-doo. It sounds.
Sounds like a little people song.
The way they look, kind of.
Yeah.
Doompa-dee-doo. I mean, wow, I hope they got paid well. There should be there's like SAG rate, for those of you listening who aren't actors.
They got paid on a scale. They weighed them.
They weighed them and they got half the rate.
Based on that.
No, their head would probably weigh them out equally. They got strong brains. From the few little people friends I have, they're a sturdy group. You should get some type of, not overtime isn't the right word, but bonus pay. Anytime you have to do a role that's of you being degraded because of the type of person you are. Like, because
yeah,
of,
like if I had to do a Holocaust,
you're getting cast because like
movie.
We need, yeah, yeah. But not
you know, when
enough.
I first moved to LA, when I first moved to LA, I was an extra in 5 different Holocaust movies.
You're kidding.
I'm totally kidding, but you believed it for a second. It sounded believable.
I don't. You talk too much. They would never. They would have to be. They couldn't have Jews and all those Jews in the background. This is a nightmare. Why do we do this every time? They got paid under the table, is what someone just said in our chat. The Oompa Loompas got paid under the table. That is so fucked up, and I love it. All right, listen, we've run our mouths enough. We hope you're having a great day. Stay tuned to the feed this week. We've got some great chapters dropping.
Chapitras!
And more. And don't forget, you can follow us at Two Filthy Nerds and hit that subscribe button and leave a rating and a review when you get
And go to our Instagram. Last time, go to our Instagram. There's a link in our bio where you can vote for our next series.
Save Marvel. We need a hero.
I need a hero.
I just want to see Paul Rudd and Robert Downey Jr. in tights or whatever.
Me too.
Not in tights.
Paul Rudd.
Metal suits. All right. Anyway, I just came. We have to go.
Oh, I already came.
This has been a Two Filthy Nerds production.
Your child has so much potential, but your local schools may not be right for them. Check out K-12. K-12 powered schools are accredited tuition-free online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 2 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to learn more. That's k12.com/podcast.